It's the Agribusiness Report. Joined by Cody Besant. Cody is CEO, Plains Cotton Growers. You're at the Capitol for Farm Bill Markup in the House. Not your first farm bill, though.
It's not. Fortunately, this is my fourth go-around at this venture, and it's a great exercise. It's certainly the beginning stages of developing a robust farm safety net in 2024 for all of agriculture production and livestock alike.
So no real surprises on what the chairman rolled out and the mark, if you will, because it's already public, right?
It is. The bill is public. The text was made public over a week ago. Keep in mind, this has been a long working system. We've been working on this along with members of Congress for well over 3+ years. So it's a great agenda that is now formalized and coming together, and hopeful it'll move forward in a very robust and quick manner. We need Congress to exercise and move quickly. Producers are certainly counting on a greater safety net, of which the chairman's mark provides. Production ag has been in some dire straits the last couple of years, and certainly the new provisions will help shore up some of those strains in the countryside.
What's in there for cotton? What do you want?
Quite a few things. So an increase in reference price going from 36.7 cents up to 42 cents. We're certainly very proud of that. Updating and more modernizing the market consistency loan from 52 cents up to 55 cents. Increasing funding for market access programs and market development, foreign market development programs. And additionally, they've bumped up the rate for the supplemental coverage option, so it makes it more on parity with where stacks is at today. And so producers will have the ability to participate in SCO just like they do stacks, and be able to participate in PLC at the same time with SCO. Stacks will still be available, but the provisions that are in place today will remain. Lastly, something else that we've been really working toward for a number of years now is there's a pilot for a harvest incentive program that will help maintain infrastructure. So if more production can get into the supply chain, even in times of peril drought, based on this incentive endorsement, that'll help gins and warehouses and infrastructure that certainly have been under duress for the last couple of years.
And what can producers be doing? What do they need to do while they're busy doing what they should be?
Well, they're certainly busy with planting season underway, but one thing they can do is you know, take a couple of seconds and either call or email or text your member of Congress just to show underlying support for this bill, this mark, appreciation for the members that have been working on it. You know, by example, we've got Chairman G.T. Thompson out of Pennsylvania, but you've got several members of the House Ag Committee that are from Texas. You've got Ronnie Jackson, you've got Monica Dela Cruz, you've got Jasmine Crockett, Greg Kasar. So certainly reaching out to them and providing just reaffirmation and support of the hard work that's been done the last couple of years, and energizing them to encourage them to expedite the process as quickly as possible. Same for the Senate. Senate's got to act as well. That'll be some of the more formal steps that takes place in the coming months.
Good to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cody Besant, Plains Cotton Growers, on today's Agribusiness Report.